Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:15, 8:16 coming up on it now. Monday, September 27th, day 29 of the Ida recovery. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. It's going to be hot today. Highs in the mid to upper 80s and pretty much that way throughout Sunday with the humidity coming up as well. But by Sunday, we're looking at October 1st, or by Friday, actually, we're looking at October 1st. You would hope, think and hope that maybe the weather will start to turn a little cooler and become that way for a more regular time. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Warren Green joins us now, Deputy Commander of the Army Corps of Engineer. Pardon me? Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I lost my mind here. James Gray, Superintendent of Jefferson Parish, joins us now to talk about Jefferson Parish Schools. Good morning, Dr. Gray. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm reading ahead. I'm trying to get off at 10 o'clock, a little bit too early. I'm trying to sneak out in like fifth period or something like that. How are you, sir? How are you doing?
We're doing well. Working hard to try to make sure we can get our schools back up and running, trying to get our kids back in a safe environment and connecting our teachers and our students once again.
Tell me about Grand Isle. Let's start with the hardest hit area. What are the plans there? Because that is Jefferson Parish.
Grand Isle is definitely in our district. They received severe storm damage. The school itself is in relatively good shape, but the rest of the island did not fare as well. And because there are situations where people do not have homes, we have to try to provide alternatives. And you know, Grand Isle is pretty isolated. And because of that, we are going to be looking for more virtual options for them as opposed to the traditional option that we're given for the majority of our district.
So in terms of other students, I don't know what kind of damage schools received in Jefferson Parish. Let's get to the schools first, then the students. Were there some schools that were harder hit than others, and what's the situation for those?
Oh, absolutely. We had over 30-plus buildings that received severe damages, which includes Grand Isle and the Lafitte schools. Lafitte schools, of course, received more damage than schools in Upper Jefferson, but we did have some schools in within the levee protection system that received severe damages, mostly because of wind-driven rain or because of wind itself. But we had to reopen in a tiered system. The first tier came back a week ago. Tier 2 came back last Friday, and then we have Tier 3, which will be the remainder of our schools, that will be opening this coming Friday, which is October 1st. So up until this point, we have 30 schools that were able to mitigate the situation in terms of storm damage and make it possible for kids and teachers to enter the building. So we're making progress, but by this Friday, all of our schools should be back open.
So for the Tier 3 students, the Tier 2 students that have missed a week or 2 weeks, are they keeping up virtually? Is that the plan, or is that what's happening?
No, we actually adjusted our calendars for each tier. So we'll have three separate calendars moving forward because what we want to do is make sure that our kids got quality in-person instruction. Virtual was an option last year because we really had no other option due to the pandemic. But once we start looking at the outcomes, we know that the best possible situation for our kids is for them to have face-to-face instruction. So because of that, we want to make sure that we gave them the option to get as much of that in-person learning as we could. So we have three separate calendars that they'll be going by moving forward from this point.
All right, we can take a quick break. We'll pick it up here with Dr. James Gray when we come back, Superintendent of Jefferson Parish. I want to talk to you about inclusion. in the classroom? Because I mean, I know I have teachers that are friends, and I'm a little bit confused about how this happens, and it concerns, for people that don't know, special ed students being included in the classrooms with the regular students. And we'll talk about it when we come back. Is that a statewide policy? Is that from Louisiana Department of Education? Does each district decide for itself? And how does it work? It's 8:20 more when we return. Traffic now on WWL. 8:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. James Gray, superintendent of Jefferson Parish Schools. Doc, I got to ask you real quick, how many hours a day do you work out?
That I work out?
Yeah.
I work out pretty much an hour in the morning and probably about an hour and a half in the evening.
Man, you look like you could play for the Packers or the Saints or something. I'm not saying Green Bay Packers. Anyway, let's talk about inclusion in the classroom, because I know I have friends that are teachers, and this has really gotten my attention. And the whole idea is to include, well, tell us what it is, if you will, please, about inclusion in the classroom. And what about Jefferson Parish Schools? How is it working there?
Well, you have to realize we have 18% of our population are our special needs students. And what we want to do is make sure that they're getting quality education just like everybody else is. And what inclusion does is whenever the IEP committee deems it appropriate, we allow those kids to get on-level instruction in the class with additional support and services from the inclusion teacher, but also the regular education teacher. And so what we try to do is make sure that they are being exposed to quality curriculum as deemed appropriate by their individual education plan.
So why is it important that it happened in the classroom? Because it seems like, I don't know, if you got different things going on in the same classroom and there's sound, you know, I mean, you're in one place, right? So different people can hear different things. Why is that a good idea as opposed to just having, and I mean for everybody here, where the special ed students get the undivided attention they need and the ability to express themselves or do whatever it is they need to do in the classroom while not disrupting the students that are not special ed, and the teacher then has the classroom to themselves to do that? I don't understand the concept of why inclusion is important.
Well, you have to realize that even in a traditional class setting, you're going to have students that are going to have varying degrees of understanding and level of cognitive abilities. Mm-hmm. And great teachers have that understanding. And so although they may give general opportunities of instruction, they're also going to make sure that they're catering their instruction to the individual students in that classroom. One of the things that traditionally gets us in trouble in terms of education as a whole, no matter what level it is to assume that everybody in that class is absorbing the information or learning information or understanding the concepts at the same rate and at the same level. And so when you have that understanding that all those kids are different, then you understand how to change your teaching to make sure that every student in that classroom meets that expectation in terms of the concepts that need to be learned. And so when you put inclusion students within a traditional classroom setting, the same principle applies. So whether we're talking about our inclusion kids or whether we're talking about our ESL students in a traditional classroom, we want to make sure that we are exposing them to high-quality curriculum. If they have the abilities to meet those needs and understand those concepts, we want to make sure that we give them that opportunity as well.
But they have to have different teachers or at least approached a different lesson plan, et cetera, special ed, as opposed to, and I'm not in any way diminishing or disrespecting special education students at all. I'm just trying to think of what the most efficient model is for the special ed kids to get the attention they need and for the kids that are not special ed to get the attention they need. So this is set up in a classroom where you have different tables and the special ed kids have teachers that are assigned to them and the other kids have teachers that are assigned to them. How does that work, Dr. Gray?
So you pretty much have an inclusion teacher in the classroom with the regular teacher. And so they're assisting those students who are in need in whatever capacity that they need that is additional assistance. So if you think about the concept of having different students with different needs in the classroom, although that special needs student has that label, in many cases they are just as capable or even more so as other kids in a traditional setting with that additional support from the inclusion teacher or the regular teacher. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
No, I was just saying that when we have that situation, we're trying to make sure that that kid has an opportunity to meet their maximum potential with some additional help and support. So although they may have a special needs label attached to them, they are still in a situation where they can learn those concepts. the best opportunity for them to do that is in mainstream classes. And so when the IEP gets to, the committee gets together and makes that determination, they're saying that this kid has the abilities to move forward with additional supports from the inclusion teacher or the regular education teacher while in a mainstream classroom to be able to understand those core concepts that are being taught to everyone in that classroom.
And in terms of disruption, whether you're special ed or just a wiseacre like I was when you're in school, there are ways to deal with that, with disruptions, correct?
Absolutely. Disruptions occur no matter what your label or your exceptionality is. And so we deal with all students the same by going through due processes for disciplinary actions in the classrooms.
Oh, I was exceptional, okay. Thank you, Dr. Gray. I appreciate your time, all right?
No worries. Thank you so
much. Have a good day. You bet. Dr. James Gray, Superintendent of Jefferson Parish. We'll talk Blue Roofs when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. And for that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.